Audio by Nightfawn. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Hello? Is this thing on? I gotta make sure the gear is good and actually recording this time. I can't keep losing footage, otherwise you guys might think I'm just vacationing out here. Yeah, I read all your comments. Especially you, Paul! Anyway. Today I managed to gain access to a haunted sex dungeon in the middle of, like, the cutest town, actually. I'm talking old cafes with comfy sofas and mom-and-pop shops. Not a single franchise store in sight. Absolutely wild that the most unassuming places would even have one of these, but hey. Small town folks gotta get their rocks off somehow, I guess. They say that a former mayor of the town inherited this house from his ancestors, but because of some bad juju stuff that happened in the past, it was left abandoned for decades. And since he felt that his den of iniquity should lie somewhere far from prying eyes, he fixed this place up and frequently invited guests to lavish parties and, well, the more hush-hush stuff. That is, until the place burnt down. You see, rumor has it, on top of using this place as their little collective love nest, they were also summoning demons and sacrificing virgins. You know, the whole shebang. The story goes, they had a couple summoning circles set up in different rooms, but one thing led to another, and some horny partygoers accidentally knocked over some candles in the throes of passion. And the party came to a screeching halt. Literally. Judging from all the paraphernalia here, I'd say this place had definitely once been a paradise for them. You know, until the incident. Who knows? Maybe the spirit of one of them will manifest and do all sorts of things to me. Maybe I'll finally end my months-long celibacy. Not voluntary. By the way, I've just been having some trouble in the dating department as of late. You'd believe in ghouls and trolls too if you went on some of the dates I've been on. But it might even give my viewership a needed boost. I mean, the Lord knows I need it after our last string of failed investigations. In any case, I've got a good feeling about this one. Or at the very least, it looks the part. You guys ever seen what a few decades and smoke damage does to a sex swing? 'Cause, ugh, let me tell you, it ain't pretty. What was that? Huh. Did the mic even pick that up? I mean, I could barely hear it myself. What was that? Yeah, I can hear all the skeptics already, probably thinking that I'm adding all these sounds in post, and while that would definitely make things sound a lot better, this show is au naturel, baby. Just like my luscious ass and tits. Bet you guys wish I could do a video special one of these days, but unfortunately, I go these missions solo. And it wouldn't exactly be an interesting show without a camera crew to really get all the right angles. Man, this place is really starting to play tricks on me. I mean, I don't know if I'm hearing another set of footprints or just echoes. And don't even get me started on the shadowy figures I'm starting to see. I really should have sprung for the bigger flashlight. I mean, I can barely see 6 feet in front of me. It's also, oddly, a lot warmer in here than I expected, though. Aren't abandoned buildings usually cold? It feels like they kept the heating on somehow, but, that can't be right. Now, the current owner told me that the power's been shut down in the entire joint. It doesn't even have any... What the fuck? Did Hank lie to me? I mean, I swear he said this place was... Okay, well, that is... interesting. And paranormal. Hey, come on. Here goes nothing. Hello? Hello? Whoever is here? I'm Nightfawn. I'm a paranormal investigator. If you even know what that is. If there's anybody here with me, will you please make your presence known? Like, anytime now. Like, anything? You know, like a sound, or like a, you could turn the water back on. Or if that took too much spiritual energy, or whatever, you can, like, touch me or something. I hear you liked doing that when you were alive. Okay, well, come on. Don't you want to live out your glory days? I mean, I'm sure you'd love to get a one last squeeze of a hot pair of tits again, or a pinch a juicy ass cheek one last time, you know? Okay. The folks at home, take note. This is truly a breakthrough. You cannot see it, but, yeah, this is totally insane. I can certainly feel the sensation of hands. Oh, really, really cold hands brushing down my neck, trailing lower to, trailing into my cleavage. Whoever this ghost is, they must be trying to resolve some lingering regrets, clearly. Maybe at not having one last feel before they pass on. I mean, who am I to deny the dead their right to cross over? You know, this is so cool. It seems they're not just satisfied with that either. I can definitely feel the presence of two hands sliding into my shirt and cupping my breasts and playing with my nipples. Well, going in slow, slow, agonizing circles and pinching every so often. Well, if you told me this morning that I was gonna get groped by some ghostly ghoul fingers, I would have went to Chew and asked if you were implying anything, but this is a breakthrough in the paranormal investigative world. I just... this is definitely one of the more experienced members. They're expertly massaging my breasts. The perfect amount of pressure and teasing my nipples so much I can feel myself soaking through my panties as we speak. But with this, ladies and gentlemen, it would seem another pair of hands have joined the mix. I can feel the cool fingers tracing the waist of my shorts and... in what I can only describe as the most erotic wedgie, they're tugging on my shorts, stretching the fabric to expose my ass cheeks, and... I cannot believe this. A ghost just slapped my ass. I mean, surely that can't be all you got, right? I have a pretty good gist of, all the, depraved degeneracy that went on in here. I know what you're capable of. Folks at home, as soon as I said that, I could feel them pushing my shorts and panties aside and spreading my pussy lips. I can feel them now, teasing me, tracing a cold finger around and around. Oh, and softly pinching the lips, rubbing them in slow motions. Oh, fuck. That's not all you've got, is it? I mean... I can't believe I'm about to beg a ghost to touch my clit, but... please. Please, I feel like a bitch in heat. I just... Except there's nothing for me to hump. I don't really want to ruin it by touching myself. I mean, your friend sure is, giving my tits a whole lot of attention. I would love it if you paid the same mind to my... That's right. I feel something like ghost fingers sliding into me and my pussy pumping in and out slowly. And like a ghost tongue on my clit. It's so good. Sorry for yelling. I just realized I'm not even standing anymore. That is to say, my feet aren't even planted on solid ground anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, I there's some invisible force holding me up, bending me forward, just as it's raising my hips up higher. As if to give all my spectral friends more access. I can feel more and more hands roving over my sensitive body. Wow. A girl could really get used to this. Please. Please, ghost buddy. I mean, can you suck on my nipples? I mean, you can even bite them a little. I want more. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to sucking some ghost cock either. What am I saying? Who cares? You guys listening back home are probably loving this. I mean, I want it all. You hear me, ghost orgy? I want your ghostly appendages filling all my holes. Shove your ghost cock down my throat. Ram it deep into my ass. Use and abuse my pussy. I want it all. Hell, my hands are free. And so are my feet. I want to get ghost gangbanged all fucking night long. Yeah, that's right. Just slip all my clothing off. My bra, my top, my socks, my panties. Just take it all off. Oh God. It's like 100 cocks are just rubbing all over my body. And my hands between my toes. Against my cheek. Let me just... Oh. Oh god. Oh fuck, they're fucking all my holes now. There's a huge one in my ass, stretching me nice and wide. Another one in my pussy. Oh, but somehow I still feel that tongue on my clit. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I can feel at least two cocks rubbing between my tits, even as I feel two mouths suckling and biting at my nipples. So many hands squeezing my tits, my ass cheeks. Oh my god, oh my fucking god, I think I'm going insane. I can't even think anymore. I want to feel like this forever. I want to get ghost gangbanged forever. I want to feel all these cocks in my holes, all these hands all over my body forever. Oh. Stroke me wide. Fuck me hard. Faster. Faster, faster, faster. Oh, faster. Can't even get Prego from Ghost Gunk. Oh, I'd love to run an experiment. You guys can come, can't you? Take that as a yes. Come on me. Come in me. Give me all you got. Decades of frustration haunting this place and never getting to touch another warm body. You can take it all out on me. Let me give you release. I fucking love this place. I'm so fucking happy I found it. I'm never leaving. I love it. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna fucking come and squirt so fucking hard and come all over these kinky fucking sex dungeon ghosts. And I'm gonna get fucked some more and fucking come again and again and over and over and over and over and over. I'm never leaving. I'm gonna go. Fuck all my holes. Order. Please come with me. Please go for me. I'll try more. I'm gonna go. I'm never ever leaving. never leaving. I'm never leaving. Never leaving. I just gave my body, my pussy, my ass. It's all so sensitive. Oh God, you're never gonna let me leave, are you? Oh,